This is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
Are you enticing people to buy? I've been thinking a lot about the role of the modern salesperson and the modern sales team and realizing that selling is more about facilitating the buying process than anything else these days. What that means is that we must entice people to buy. People are always enticed to buy what they want, so the enticer sales strategy positions your solutions by focusing on what it does for the customer rather than what it does generally. It's a conceptual, business-oriented sales message that focuses on the customer's business and technology issues and not on our solutions or platform. One of the biggest problems in sales is a premature focus on your product or solution versus the customer's business issues and pain, which ultimately will make the solution more relevant. We tend to talk features before we even understand the benefits. If you entice the customer early in the sales process, you eliminate this risk and ensure that you'll be able to position and differentiate the competitive value of your solution correctly. So your objective as an enticer is this: to differentiate yourself and elicit the customer to thinking, you're different, you're interesting, you understand my business, you add value, tell me more. This sets the stage for a strong, engaging sales effort that will follow. What's the purpose for enticing? One, to avoid the vulnerability of presenting your product prematurely. Number two, to entice and differentiate your products at a business need level and not based on functionality. Number three, to set the stage for inclusion of business issues as a key part of the evaluation process. Four, to qualify at need level. In other words, do your customers have the right problems that we can solve? Number five, to launch a partnering sales approach where the client is inviting you to speak in front of all the decision makers, including the true economic buyer. Six, to be considered a peer of the buyer and not a vendor. And number seven, to get invited back to take the next step. Your company's brand, products, services, and pricing are no longer the main drivers behind a purchase decision. Instead, buyers are looking to be engaged. They place value on the buying experience itself. Buyers are placing an emphasis on who provides value and how much value you bring as a sales team to the conversation. And they favor those companies and sellers who can offer unique insights during all communications.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.